Weeks Radio Sport.
Hello, hello, good evening, sports fans. How has your week been? I know, there's a lot going on at the moment, isn't there? You have most definitely earned yourself a break, so quickly, go grab a drink. I'll wait. Okay, now put your feet up for the next half hour. I will take the baton from here. Coming up on the show today, tickets have now gone on sale for the Q Zone's official opening and the opportunity to play snooker against a world champion. Elsewhere, I've got some equestrian news for you. That was a horse. And also, I'm dipping your toes into some
Robin Hood
territory. So a nice eclectic mix for your Friday night. Yes, welcome along to Friday Sport Preview. It's lovely to be back with you once again. I hope by now your feet are up, your glasses half full, and you're nice and comfy and ready to go. We're starting with snooker today, and snooker enthusiasts are going to have the opportunity to pick their wits against a former world champion. It's Q Zone Isle of Man's first birthday next month, and it's celebrating in style. After the official opening of the facility had to be postponed because of the global pandemic, Stuart Bingham is coming over to do the honours and also be the special guest of an exhibition evening. So for those of you who don't know, Stuart won his first world championships back in 2015, then went on to be the oldest winner of the Masters, which is made up of the best 16 players in the world. And on the Q Zone exhibition night, a raffle will be held and those whose numbers are picked will get to take on the champ in front of an audience. No pressure there. Q Zone Isle of Man owner Daryl Hill told me a little bit more about what's in store.
It's been a real sort of eye-opener and a shock to see how we've sort of regenerated, you know, snooker on the island, much more than I actually thought it was needed. I mean, I knew snooker was more or less on its knees in a way, but the amount of people that have walked through the door that I certainly have never seen before in terms of, you know, playing league snooker or playing snooker registered with the association or anything like that. So to see them and to hear from them about how they have stopped playing because of, you know, lack of enthusiasm and the lack of venues, you know, that suits them, it's been great to see them come back and pick it up again.
And all this whilst the global pandemic is going on, you know, that's pretty rough first year.
It hasn't been easy, but the good thing about that was that people were itching every time to get back to playing the game. You know, that they've been kept at home and they've been kept away from the snooker cues and pool cues. So, you know, luckily with their support, you know, we've been okay.
And with the pandemic, you mentioned the cancellation of like the grand opening, and you had Stuart Bingham, who was due to come over. Could you tell me a little bit about him?
Yeah, well, obviously Stuart is a world champion in the game of snooker. He was the world champion when I actually joined the main tour. And he's somebody who's coming to his own at a later stage in life, which is a bit unusual in sport. You know, usually, you know, they say you have to break into sport young and try and do as much as you can while you're young. But snooker at the minute is more really of an old man's sport, to be perfectly honest. You know, it's you see the end of the final stages in all the major events, you know, and it's players in their late 30s, early 40s that are dominating the game still. So events like these don't happen very often, you know, over here, especially in an environment like the Q Zone, in terms of it being a club, you know, a closed club. These evenings over here, usually at somewhere like the Hilton or the Villa Marina, you feel like you're away from the action quite a bit, whereas this is going to be very much, you know, sort of personal and up close. Before the main evening begins, Stuart's going to have a warm-up on the table that he's going to be playing on, and he's going to do that basically with me, so we're going to play a little sort of informal a few frames.
How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean, I've been unlucky enough to actually play him in tournament play and been on the wrong side of him, so I'm quite looking forward to it being a bit more relaxed
this time.
It's time
for your comeback.
Yeah, for
looking past this event going forward, what have you learned from your first year, and what are your sort of targets for the immediate future?
Encouragingly, I've learned that there is still a lot of interest there on the island for the game, which I think a lot of people were beginning to believe there wasn't. I've learned that it's important to a lot of people that basically all they're after is good facilities, you know, and good playing conditions. So it's become apparent that it's obviously important to keep the standards of the facility up to the highest they can be. The junior game's been important. Obviously, we've provided the association with a venue that they've been after for a long time to resume the junior coaching, and that's important in terms of with Isle of Man Sport as well, working with them.
Are you seeing a mixture of girls and boys?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good, yeah. And age ranges, you know, so we've got... And the girls are good, actually, you know. And I don't mean to sound so surprised at that, but I think...
Stereotypically.
I think snooker is seen as a male orientated, maybe because of the environment that they're used to, you know, with pubs and, yeah, and drink, etc. But no, the girls are promising, actually. They're good, and they're certainly matching the boys in the coaching. So hopefully they stick at it. And we've got ages ranging from 6 to 14, so... You know, that's a really good age to be starting the game. So hopefully they seem to be enjoying it. They have weekly sessions on a Sunday evening with our association coaches. So hopefully they stick at it and there's a future there.
Daryl Hill there. Thank you very much to him. The exhibition night is set for Saturday, the 4th of September. Tickets are now on sale, but there are limited spaces available. So you've got to get them while they're hot. You can find out more about the Q Zone, how to get tickets, and also how to get involved in snooker at manxradio.com on our sports page.
Manx Radio Sport.
Archery now, and 8 local archers are gearing up for their first major competition since the beginning of the pandemic. I put together this little rap earlier this week. Rap as in W-R-A-P, not rap as in J from the band 5. Anyway, with this rap, it's any excuse to use film references, and I am all over it. So, here's me with this report. Throughout history, there's been many a famous archer in literature. More recently, Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games.
I volunteer as tribute!
Also, that guttural cry, just in case you didn't catch it, was Sean Bean from Lord of the Rings calling for Legolas, another expert archer, as I'm sure you're aware. And of course, there is the classic.
Gee whiz, it's Robin Hood!
But on the island, in real life, we have some fair archers of our own. In fact, a team of 8 are readying themselves to compete at the Commonwealth Archery Championships of Europe, also known as the Euronations. An 8-person squad is heading to Lillishaw on the August bank holiday, but aside from this, the sport is calling out for new people to get involved. I spoke to winner of the recent Isle of Man Archery Championships, Rhys Moore, who's one of the 8 travelling across to compete.
So this squad is a nice mixture of some very experienced archers and some, this will be their first time at this level. To be honest, I think we're just going to go with the expectation of A, having a good time to begin with, and B, seeing how we get on. Because it's very difficult in terms of work out where we're going to be, because nobody's been shooting much for the past couple of years to see where everybody else is up to. It'd be great if we could win some medals. We'll see how we get on. It's really going to be the long and short of it.
And you mentioned before that it was the Isle of Man Championships last weekend. How was that?
It was really nice. The weather held really well for us and it was good. Everybody that's travelling with us at the end of the month competed. And I think everybody's feeling quite good, particularly after coming back from lockdown and everybody's a bit stiff and slow and stuff. To getting back up to speed. I think everybody's looking forward to the idea of getting
away. How did you get on?
I won.
Oh, did you? Oh, you're so modest.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so we were talking before about numbers at an elite level, yeah, in terms of archery on the island. How are they?
So although we have a couple of new people coming with us this time, we're taking 8 archers away with us, but we could have taken nearly double that if we'd had the people up to speed or wanting to compete at an international level. So if anybody is interested in trying archery and considering competing seriously, we'd be interested in listening to them and getting them involved as such. It is an opportunity to represent your island, which mm-hmm. can be quite difficult in other sports, and get involved in the team.
So this is basically a call to anyone, even if they haven't had shooting experience before?
Certainly not. I know there's plenty of people out there that during lockdown, between one thing and another, haven't, or injury, or have come back from university. They've stopped doing the sports they were involved in previously. But that competitive bug doesn't generally go away. There's very few archers that start out as archers. We've all done something else beforehand, so the bug exists as such. So anybody that's fancying and still wants to compete, it might be a nice change, because nobody ever does archery and says they don't enjoy it. Mm. Everybody loves doing archery when they have a go at it, either at the Venture Centre or when they're away in the UK and stuff. So I think it'd be a good opportunity for people to have a go.
Are you looking for various ages or a specific age range?
Generally, anybody that's willing to get involved. Archery is a wonderful sport in terms of it's open to anybody and everybody. You don't have to be a certain shape, size, or age. So when we went away to the Island Games in 2017, for example, our eldest archers were in their 60s, and the youngest were just turned 20. So the age range you can compete at archery internationally or competitively is quite wide.
You can find a full squad representing the Isle of Man at the Euro Nations and also information on how to become the island's next
Katniss Everdeen
or
Robin Hood
online at manxradio.com. Me there, speaking to Rhys Moore. Thank you very much, Rhys. Archery is such an awesome sport. I do hope some of you listening give it a go or pass the message on. Like Rhys said, it will be a fab way to represent the island, while also just looking really cool in the process, in my opinion anyway. Although I'd probably look more like one of those flying cherubs from a Renaissance painting rather than Katniss Everdeen. Now, a lot has been happening in the equine world lately on the island. Some might even say there's been a lot of horsing around. But not me, because I set myself a high bar of professionalism. So recently, Isle of Man Pony Club had their latest one-day event, which was anything but a mare. It was a roaring success. Not only that, though, local equestrians have been showing what they're made of across the water and even gaining some national titles, leaving them with anything but long faces. Okay. Time to rein in the horse puns now. Manx Radio's equestrian correspondent Charlie Murray can tell you all the latest skeet. Forewarning, she is on the phone though, so she might sound a little hoarse.
Yeah, so Abby and Rio, both of them, qualified last year National Grassroots Championship, which is normally held at Babington Horse Trials, but with COVID, it was cancelled and there was a big debacle. Was it going to run? Were qualifications going to be carried over? It was just a never-ending cycle of no man's land, really. No one knew what was going on. As well, 2020, Babington was cancelled, so you've had 2 years of no major championships. But luckily, Cholmondeley Castle in Cheshire were very kind to accommodate, and Cholmondeley is known for being a very beefy track. Like, you jump 90 centimetres there and you're jumping around the metre course. It's notorious for being a big track. And Abby had her two horses, Blue River and The Real McCoy, in the 90 championship and 100 championship, and she came third in the 100 and fourth in the 90. I could have possibly got that the wrong way around, but she did incredibly well. So yeah, really good trip for Abby. And Rio as well. Rio has had an absolutely jam-packed weekend. She, on the Saturday, was at Cholmondeley with her mum's horse, Golden Arch, who is a little local legend around here. And he finished ninth in the national championships there. But Rio, she was down in Cheshire on the Saturday. She drove up to Northumberland the Saturday night, ready to compete in the British Restricted Novice Championships. So that is now called the Corinthian Cup, and she qualified for that last year at Birmingham Horse Trials, where she was competing in the CCI two-star short. And to qualify, you have to become in the top 10%. Both horses qualified, really good placings. But again, with COVID, this Corinthian Cup was due to be held at the British Eventing, Festival of Eventing is what they call it, and that's normally held down at Gatcombe Park. But with COVID, they decided Gatcombe didn't want to hold it, which can't blame them for that. And Birmingham were very accommodating and held the event. So, bless her, Rio had to compete on the Saturday in Cheshire, drive up to Northumberland, pop the horses and get ready for that. And she absolutely pulled it out of the bag. She did a 1-3. So she won the national title of British Restricted Novice Champion aboard Gorse Hill Jewel and then came third on Georgie Girl. So she has had absolutely flying weekend.
That's absolutely
really, really
cracking.
Good job. Yeah, I've spoken to her and had a catch up with her, and I think it's starting to sink in, but not quite, that she now has a national title. She's just, yeah, so grateful for everyone that's helped to get to that part, and yeah, she's really over the moon about it.
That is absolutely phenomenal. And you are actually planning on going abroad to compete yourself.
I am. The old girl's coming out of retirement.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I'm actually going over to Ireland to compete. So, yeah, who knows where that'll go. Hopefully, as long as I have a good old day, I can finish it off with a gin and tonic. I'll be very happy.
But, that's all that matters.
It is.
And looking back at the equestrian scene on the island, what's coming up that riders can look forward to?
Over here now, we have the Pony Club is bringing back the two-day event in October, which will be something really good to aim for. They haven't ran a two-day event in over 20 years.
So, oh, wow, why?
So they used to run it down at GGH in St. Mark's, and it was a really popular event over here, like the big go-to event of the year. And they ended up stopping it, mainly due to horses not being fit enough. And I think it was just starting to die out. People were going away a bit more. And anyway, they were, just a load of things. And now they have a venue where they can run it. Horses are so fit at the minute. People have really been starting to knuckle down. It just gives people something to aim for over here, especially. Like, you don't, two-day events are quite rare to come across now. You normally only get them, say, at a British Riding Club National Championships, or if you're at a big international, you'll have a three-day event. So a two-day event to have on Ireland's fantastic. And, you know, on day one, you've got your dressage and your show jumping. And on day two, you have a trot-up, so everyone gets dressed nice and smartly. And you have your roads and tracks and cross country, and you know, horses really do need to be fit for it, but it's something very exciting to come back like over here.
Charlie Murray there, thank you very much to her, and huge congratulations to Rio and Abby and your trusty steeds. May your successes be long and stable. Hopefully you enjoyed those puns. I worked really hard Googling them. I'd ask you if you'd like some more in the future, but I feel the answer would be nay.
Manx Radio Sport.
I do hope that last section hasn't ruined your weekend. I apologise if it has. This sort of thing is the reason why my parents keep asking me to move out. Anyway, moving on to a few little stories to finish you off with. More than 400 runners are setting themselves up for the Isle of Man Marathon Road Racing Championships and Half Marathon this weekend on Sunday. That's on Sunday the 8th of August. Competitors will be on open roads, so if you're driving up north on Sunday, you are asked to drive with extra care, but the course will be signed and marshalled. The route runners will be following can be found on the story at manxradio.com. If you are supporting someone competing, you're asked not to drive on the course and instead park up and head on over to Ballacloan Stadium, where there'll be live commentary and, of course, the most important thing, refreshments. The first race gets underway at 8:30 a.m. and the last runners are expected to finish shortly after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Elsewhere, and are you a marshal? Because marshals are being called upon to help out at the Jamie Haslett Memorial Tournament. The annual competition has a really lovely vibe and sees mixed football teams go head-to-head to raise money for charity in memory of Jamie, who tragically passed away back in 2010. This year's tournament is happening on Sunday the 15th of August from midday until 6 p.m. at Laxey Football Club, and all the money raised will go to Victims Support Isle of Man. So to register a team, you're asked to email inquiries@victimsupport.im. And Isle of Man Cricket's Women and Girls Softball Festival is taking place this Saturday, that's the 7th of August. Union Mills Football Club is hosting the event, with the action getting going on the top football pitch at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All ages and abilities are more than welcome along, including complete beginners. So if you are interested in getting involved, you're asked to email Sally on sallygreen82@hotmail.co.uk. Also, brand new for 2021 is the Female Softball Knockout Cup. So for those of you who don't know what female softball cricket is, it's a short and fun version of the game using a soft cricket ball and plastic bats. And the game is designed to give everyone a fair opportunity to bat, bowl and field, making it a really solid way for women and girls of all ages and abilities to get involved in the game. So the Isle of Man Cricket Association is looking for teams of six to enter, and the teams can be made up from cricket clubs, sports teams, work colleagues or a group of friends. Any are more than welcome. The Female Softball Knockout Cup is due to take place on Sunday the 29th of August at King William's College, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and all your equipment will be provided. Little Manx missile news for you, and less than a month after making history in the Tour de France, Mark Cavendish is ready and raring to be back in action. The Manx man, who had one of the most remarkable comebacks last month when he won four stages and the iconic green jersey, equaling Eddie Merckx for the most wins at the Tour, will race next week in the Danmark Rundt for the first time in 8 years. The course this year has been described as an interesting one, with some sprint opportunities, a hard stage three with a lot of hills, and the final day individual time trial, which has the potential of deciding the general classification. The De Koninck Quickstep sports director, Brian Holm, said, "We would like to notch up a victory this week, while for the overall, we will just take it one day at a time and see how things go." In local tennis, and the Island Tennis Championships is on the road to the finals, and things are hotting up. In the ladies' singles, which is being played as a round robin with the top two players going through to the final on Sunday, Sarah Long tops the group after three matches, having only dropped four games, with Charlotte Clark also winning three matches and dropping five. These two players will go head-to-head in the ladies' final on Sunday, the 8th of August at midday. The semi-finals of the men's singles will be played tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, when we'll see Sean Drury battle Jaden Goh and Mark Chin take on Rob Comer. In the ladies' doubles, Karen Farragher and Sarah Long will progress to Sunday's final after topping the group. The other finalists have yet to be decided. In the men's doubles, number one seeds Sean Drury and Rob Comer and number two seeds Mark Chin and Craig Blackwell have both qualified for the semi-finals tomorrow afternoon, with their opponents to be decided after the final two matches in the group stage have been played. And the final of the mixed plays will take place tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And finally, tickets for this year's Thriller in the Villa have flown off the virtual shelves faster than the fists will be flying in the ring. This year, the annual charity event is taking place at the Villa Marina on Friday, the 10th of September. None of the men and women selected have had any previous boxing experience. They're all starting from scratch and are currently in the middle of a 12-week programme to get them where they need to be in the ring. It's essentially a Manx Rocky. More information and a full list of this year's boxers and the charities they're raising money for can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. And that's all for this week's Friday Sport Preview. I do hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I won't be with you next week, I'm afraid, but I will wish you all best of luck in all your sporting endeavours. Play hard and play safe. Have a lovely weekend, and I will catch you soon for some more fooling around. Bye for now.